بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فاسمي مذاكرة عبد السنة of Hazrat Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم، which is an extremely important aspect of our life, and that is how Allah Ta'ala has sent us in the world to live a life according to the most beautiful, outstanding personality. And then we will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we discussed the sunnah of miswak, that it is sunnah to use the miswak at the time of every wuzu. Every time you make wuzu, and don't just use it as a habit, be conscious that this is the sunnah of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this will increase my salah by 70 times. So on that also, and we stress also, we should be stressing in our homes also, our children. More than we worried of their toothpaste and toothbrush, we should be having a miswak. Sadly today, even on our grocery list, we got toothbrush, toothpaste every month, but no miswak on there. And today it's easy to get a miswak. So we should make it a point in our life that we start using the miswak. And then we learn the sunnah method of holding the miswak. Let's put the small finger under and the thumb in the front of the miswak under, and then the three fingers on the top, so it's easy to use the miswak. So everything has been shown to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, our lives should be sacrificed upon them, how they took the trouble to record every action of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which shows how valuable the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are. And but those who got the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who know the value of it, and that is why we have come here, to start learning the value of these things, and then automatically we will want to know every detail. Further, the sunnat of wuzu, there are 18 sunnats in wuzu. By fulfilling these sunnats, one's wuzu will be perfected. And as we see, our mashayikh, they don't just tell us, we don't just read it. Practically, they will demonstrate from it. And that is how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated how to perform salah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala in Kufa, somebody asked him what was the wuzu of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't read the sunnah like how we're reading it here. He called, asked somebody, bring me a lota and bring me a dish. And sitting on the mimbar, he made wuzu. Like how Hazrat is showing us how to make wuzu, we should pay attention and see that is my wuzu, where I'm lacking, try and bring it in order. So there are 18 sunnats in wuzu. The first is make an intention of wuzu. In other words, in your mind, I am performing wuzu. For beginners, we pray, nawaitul itikaf li raf'il hadas, to remove my impurity, or I'm making so I can make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. So just think that I am performing wuzu. This is an ibadat. And this is the command of Allah Ta'ala in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And there are other also that read that other du'as also that has come in the hadith. One is a simple, when you start wudu, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Also it is mentioned that if you don't read durood in any action of yours, then there's no blessing in that. So read Durood Sharif also. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Then the another dua that you can read when starting wuzu. Bismillahil Azim walhamdulillahi ala deenil Islam. Bismillahil Azim walhamdulillahi ala deenil Islam. Or you just read Bismillah walhamdulillah. So very easy. You read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Read all three. Not while making wuzu, or before you start, even before you open the tap, you can read these du'as. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Bismillahil Azim walhamdulillahi ala deenil Islam. That Allah has blessed us with the deen of Islam. How? And then we can only love our life by the kudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is one du'a that is in between the wuzu. To read this du'a is sunnah. There are many other du'as that, as we learned, our mashayikh should be read. They used to read their du'as, and those du'as are very, very important and necessary. In fact, it comes in the hasha of the kitab Nurul Iza, the kitab that the alim calls, you learn in the first year, the fiqh kitab. There, all these du'as are there also. So we should try and learn these du'as. But when we do in the beginning, don't forget, start your, keep your niyat in mind. Read your Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Read your Bismillah walhamdulillah. Or Bismillah al-Azim walhamdulillah ala deen al-Islam. And it is sunnah to recite the following du'a whilst performing wuzu. That is anywhere when you're performing wuzu, whether you're washing your hands, whether you're washing your face. Like our Hazrat explains, our Dada Shaykh said, better to read it while washing your face. But you can read it anywhere in the while making wuzu. Allahumma ghfirli zambi. Oh Allah, please forgive my sins. Wa wasi'li fi dari. And give me spaciousness in my house. Wa barikli fi rizki. And give me barakat in my rizq. In other words, just by making wuzu, not only will Allah forgive your sins, Allah Ta'ala will give you a house that is spacious. In other words, you will feel comfortable in your house. Doesn't mean a big house you need. That means you won't want to go out of your house. You will enjoy yourself in your house. Today we got problems. We can't sit in the house. We want to be out in the bazaar. We want to be out going here, going for this program. That unnecessary programs also. So this is what was sa'li fi dari. Allah, make my house spacious for me. And this is the time to stay away from fitna. So when you're making wuzu, Allah will give you all those blessings. And then if you stay in your house, وَبَارِكْلِ فِي رِزْكِ Allah will give you barakat in your rizq. Your family will come visit you. Now Allah will give you barakat just by reading this dua of wuzu. Allah give us tawfiq. Then with regard to the ash'ar that we read while making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, we learned yesterday, this is one of the poems we read when making zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. The beginning of this poem was Ilahi atahu zarra darri dil ke marta hai bedar dimar tera koi tujhse kuch koi kuch chahta hai main tujhse hu ya rab talabgar tera nahi hai dono alam se kuch mujhko matlab tu hi matloob main hu talib tera. We learned that part in this one more stanza here. So Ilahi, oh Allah, grant me just a drop of your love, that I am dying without your love and I don't know how to love. So you just get that one drop of the love of Allah and it will come as we make zikr regularly. We can't make few days and you say, oh no, I don't enjoy zikr. Zikr is not really for enjoyment, it's to get connection with Allah Ta'ala. And then you realize, why I'm making zikr? Not for enjoyment. Everybody wants something. They're making zikr. Allah save us. Some ulterior motive. We might make zikr. This person will see me. Then he'll give me a job or this one. No, not. No, I don't want. Some got all different the objectives in their heart. Why they making zikr? Or why they coming for masjid, etc. I only want you, O Allah. May tu seo ya rab talabgar tera. I am desirous of you. And in both the worlds, nahi dono alam se kuch mujhkam. In both the worlds, even in akhirat, my object is not the entertainment. Although Jannat is the place for entertainment, we'll accept all the ni'mats of Allah. But the real object is to be in the majlis of Allah. And that is where we will get. How much connection we build, that's how much the Ahlullah will get time to be in the majlis of Allah. So that is the real thing. Otherwise, people who made ibadat, they'll also go Jannat. But where they stay, they'll get maybe only once a week. But there is no time that this is a week. But it will be like once a week you'll get the opportunity in the majlis of Allah. And when you build your connection with Allah, every day you'll get the opportunity. And then, to those who got higher connection, and just stay with the lovers of Allah, then they going, you'll also go with them. And then Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, Sayyidu Taifa, the leader of all the great, great ulama who taught them the love of Allah. They learned, they had great knowledge of deen in the madrasa. They learned and they were great scholars. But still they went to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki. He was not an official alim, but he was an alim of Rasul Il Marifatullah. The greatest knowledge is the marifat of Allah. So he used to make this dua, Uta Gham Rak Umid. Imdad-e haq se tujhe gham hai kya? That take away all your worries and sorrows. That how am I going to reach Allah? How am I going to get close to Allah? He says, Rakum meed, Imdad, that he's addressing himself. Oh, Haji Imdadullah, have hope in the mercy. Whose zikr are you making? You're making Allah's zikr. The one who is haq, who's truth, who's ever loving and will love forever. So you just have hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah will remove all your worries and sorrows. So this is what zikr will bring in our life. Allah give us tawfiq. Further, we carry on with our lessons of Anwarus Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر صدق الله العلي العظيم. Yesterday we learned, coming to towards the end of the first lesson of the Bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi, that a person realizes what a great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has blessed me, that giving me just 2 rakat salah, and that is the combination of all the creation ibadat, the combination of all other ibadats, all the other farais is encompassed in namaz, and Allah gave me, and Allah didn't put any restrictions. No security guards, no, you don't have to register online or anything. In fact, Allah Ta'ala has stressed that you must come. And then also for what? To reaffirm your pledge with Allah Ta'ala. That we say when Allah showed us His Zaat, when we were in Alam Yarwa, Alaftu bi Rabbikum. Yes, Allah, you my Rabb. So Allah said, Shahidna ala anfusina, I'm making you a witness on yourself. When you go in the dunya, don't forget this. Yeah, in Alam Arwa there was no the business, there's no kitchen, there's no food. So there it was easy to say. Now Allah is gave us the body to enjoy the ni'mats of Allah, but not forget that pledge. And to not to forget, Allah gave us the salah. That you come every day and you renew, reaffirm your pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar. Like that, Allah said, that join the company of the Ahlullah and take bi'at to them. And then also every now and then renew your bi'at. We see when Hazrat makes bi'at, sometimes you get opportunity. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to be putting your hand if you're sitting at the back. But repeat the words all the time. And sometimes you get the opportunity, put your hand to renew your bi'at. It's like you're renewing your tawbah. You're rejuvenating your iman. So like that, the iman is so important, so necessary, so valuable. That Allah said not only once a day, or once in a week, every day. The nations, they go once a week to church. We, every day Allah said, come and renew your pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that you remain firm when you go out of the masjid, then every aspect of your life according to the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be happy how I go home, how I speak to my family, how I go to my business, how I treat people, etc. How I drive, all these things. That is the demand of this reaffirming our pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person realizes that Allahu Akbar. And you must keep contact with the headquarters. If you don't keep contact with the headquarters, you'll start losing your direction. And here Allah made it free of charge, which is the main contact that we need. We don't need contact with anybody else. Not like dunya, as we explained. If we don't have ta'lim in the house, we don't realize the importance of what Allah gave us, the object of our life, to be the slaves of Allah, to be making the ibadat of Allah, and then all the influences of shaitan come in. And then we get overtaken with secular education. And you see people became doctors and lawyers, and outwardly it looks like they got degrees, but they loving all the time just in misery. Because for their whole course, they paid a big amount now. And or even if they got a bursary or something, those people expect something in return. Then every now and then, now the bank offers them a loan, start your surgery and get your equipment. So now they're living on the bank. And outwardly we think, hey, this boy, doctor, he's progressive, man. He's got a nice car, he's got the surgery, that's why his fees are so much. Because he's not, and that fees also doesn't help him. It's going to the bank. And then regularly, they have to have updates. Every now and then, there's a new journal. They have to go through that journal. Every now and then, they have to go for a conference. That now there's updates in medicine, etc. And all that is a whole vicious circle. How they to make people modern day slaves. That now become, make them slaves of their sicknesses. And make them, and then they don't give you medicine to cure you. They give you medicine that you remain on their payroll. That every next month you must come again. After 3 weeks I want to see you again. And from there they must go. Allahu Akbar. Especially these doctors that got surgeries in the big clinics. And we think I went to the top doctor. That doctor have to refer you to another one. You have to go for this thing. Go for the blood test here. He will tell you you must go and check that other doctor. One doctor never used to in one nursing home, in one... of these clinics. He never used patient, he checked them, he saw he doesn't need blood test, anything. So he used to give them this treatment, and then the head of department of that clinic, they said, you're not giving us business. I say, what business? He say, you're not referring the patients to other departments here. So then you can't stay in this clinic. You must go and look for another. So this is their work. And this is, we see, when they do this, then they get you into a fear. And when fear comes in you, they'll even close our masjid. One pandemic, how they used it, and they made us all. And that is because we didn't strengthen our iman with salah. We just came, we're reading salah. And as we heard, that is not the object. The object is to establish salah, to know. So that's all detail. Anyway, we are running about behind time. Try and finish these lessons, inshallah. And Allah put all the valuable, important aspects in our heart, and we take it. So to realize that we have to renew our iman all the time. One is salah, and then to be in salah. That is why we need the mashayikh. That is why we have to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That you come in salah, you know you in salah. Otherwise we came in salah, it's just a ritual. We just come, now it's namaz time, let's go. And we're just rushing in and out. And then to realize that Allah gave me open permission. And I can come easy to the masjid, no restrictions. And I can get the best place in the masjid, first saf. And this is what we should be hasting for, to be in the first saf in the masjid, before azan also. And takbir-e-ula. And then Allah Ta'ala explains, further Hazrat explains, when you realize I am totally in need of Allah, and all my needs only Allah Ta'ala can fulfill, and Allah gave me this great opportunity. So for us to realize how great it is, Allah gave a stern warning. Like you tell your child, do this, and if you don't do this, you tell him I'll break your neck. Doesn't mean you're going to break his neck, but for him to realize, like Allah Ta'ala says, even وَأَنْتَسُومُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That if you're traveling, you got a ruksat, that you don't have to keep your fast while you're traveling in Ramadan Sharif. But Allah says, وَأَنْتَسُومُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Even while you're traveling, today's travel is very easy. So while traveling, if you keep your roza, if you only know the value of it, you won't want to miss your fast. So if we know, and who is saying if you know? So like that Allah says, you don't know. So to make us realize, and that is why Allah made those things for us which are extremely necessary for us. Allah knows on our own we won't realize how important. So Allah made it for us. And then Allah put warning and stern azab, not to punish us. Allah doesn't want to punish us. Allah doesn't want us to lose out. How can you lose out? Are you such a mean person? Are you such a useless? You want Allah, and you're loving on Allah's strength. You're loving under the mercy of Allah, and you don't go for your salah. How foolish is that? So then a person, now when you realize that this is such a great opportunity, I cannot miss it out under any circumstances. Now you start learning, how do I go to salah? Like you come, you get an appointment from an important person. I say, counselor, oh, now how must I go to this meeting? What time is the meeting? You check in the time. How must I go dress? And if you get from a minister, you think you're very unimportant. See where I got invitation from. And if you get from the state president of America, well, then although they have got no value whatsoever, they got no status also. In the eyes of Allah, they're not even minors because they haven't recognized Allah Ta'ala. But for all that, you want to know, how must I dress? How must I go? Do I look right? All that etiquette we want to know. More we should be worried, we coming in the court of the kings of kings, Malikul Mulk. And Allah Ta'ala has given us invitation. We don't have to try and get an invitation. We don't today forget invitation with the state president just to get a green card. We think, oh, now important. I am American citizen. Allahu Akbar. If we're not yet citizens of Jannah, then what are we? All the citizenship of this world is totally useless. Here you come to get your citizenship of Jannah. So we have to renew it all the time. Renew it, and so easy. You don't have to go and stand in a home affairs line and wait the whole day. Here you come, open ijazah. Just come in. And then, but very important, now understand that I have to go in the greatness of Allah and the greatness of this ibadat. Understand it, that it is only worthy that I go with the proper etiquette. What are the etiquettes? And going in whose court? Badshah-e-Hakiki ke huye. In the court, Kabuliyat, Bargah-e بادشاہی حقیقت کے ہوئے بجا لاؤے. That it must be accepted in the court of the greatest of kings. Like you want to make somebody happy, you're going for an important meeting or whatever, or at home also you want to make your wife happy, but you dress in a way she don't like. And today, sadly, this terrible disease, before marriage, you are courting, etc. Now before your nikah, she already, you went shopping, she told you what shoes to wear. And you come on the stage after nikah is made already. Act is done, you are now already bounded by the law of Allah. But she see you on the stage, but that shoe we bought for the wedding, where is that shoe? That shoe is not there. Argument on the stage, nikah broken. So that is, here we coming to the court of Allah. And we have to know, how must I dress that Allah is happy with me? Otherwise, we not can. That what's wrong? I'm just going masjid. I can wear any clothes, even the shoes you're wearing. It's not coming in the masjid. But Allah is seeing us. My banda is coming like this. With this kind shoes and this kind dressing, and we became billboards for the whole world, and we forget who we are coming to meet. We come to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. So all this etiquette is extremely important. When a person knows, he prepare before time. Where am I going? Like Allah Akbar. A person, murid of Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he wanted to take his child to the majlis of Hazrat. Small boy, maybe 3-4 years old. So he first asked permission, Hazrat, can I bring my child to the majlis? Said, no problem, bring him. You can bring him to majlis. Now he knew Hazrat gave permission, I'm going majlis. Now whole week he's training his child. You know, you're going to Hazrat's majlis. And when you go to Hazrat's majlis, you must wear your clothes like this. You must sit like this. And don't be naughty and don't talk. And all. So he gave him proper training. Here we come into the majlis of Allah Ta'ala. And when he gave their child training, their child came majlis, he sat on his next to his father, quietly. After majlis, Hazrat asked, where is your son? You brought him. Say, gee, Hazrat, yes. He say, I thought he's going to pull my topi. He's still a small boy. So much he taught his son adab. And the child sat in our respect in the masjid. So here, we don't learn the adab of the masjid, of the house of Allah, of the King of Kings. We don't learn the adab. Forget here, the markaz of Allah Ta'ala, the Allah Ta'ala's court, Haramain Sharifain. How we enter the masjid? While talking we enter, no dua we read, and we sadly, today it's like a touring event. After namaz is over, and now that okay, they all the restrictions, and that is why there are restrictions. Hazrat says, when we don't show due respect to the laws of Allah, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا, we are oppressing ourselves. So Allah put bigger oppressors, that they put all the restrictions. Now you can't go down to the tawaf. Otherwise, after Isha, and everybody, family sitting on chairs, children are running around in the Haram Sharif, in the house of Allah Ta'ala. And how, so we have to know all the adab, etc., that is worthy of accepted in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So then obviously you realize, and that is why Hazrat is stressing, Tehle Taharat, think how you make your istinja. Make your istinja properly, wash yourself properly, and or patiri kare, and purify yourself, outward body, and then make tawbah istighfar. Before you come to the masjid also, make tawbah. Ya Allah, please forgive me. That is why one of the du'as to read when you enter them, Rabbi filli zunubi, waftahli abwaba rahmati. Oh Allah, open, forgive my sins, because that's going to be a barrier for me. And now open the doors of mercy. We reading Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmati. Oh Allah, open the doors of mercy. And here, when we didn't learn the greatness of Allah, our life and our health, wealth is in Allah's control, and the people of dunya, shaitans, all agents, they said, no, you go masjid, you'll get the virus. Allahu Akbar. And even if you had knowledge of deen, and you didn't connect to Allah Ta'ala, you'll be the agent, bigger agents of those shaitan. And you'll say the virus is in sajda. Allahu Akbar. What a sad condition in the ummah. So when we don't have this connection with the Ahlullah, we don't know the greatness of salah, then salah is just an ordinary thing. And not only salah, you'll change the whole picture of deen. And that is what is happening today. So when we don't realize that who we are following, and then we don't learn the etiquette and proper istinja, etc., like we see, we hear today in the big places, in masajid, you'll get 10 high toilets and 1 flat toilet. And Allahu Akbar. Haramain Sharifain, we hear they put in urinals. People must stand and make Allah. So where we are, how are you going to be eligible in the court of Allah? Allah will allow you for the beginning. And Allah will give you chance. But when you don't change, Allahu Akbar, then Allah Ta'ala will expose you. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali mentioned so beautifully. He says, when you're going for tawaf and you start by Hazrat Aswad, it's like you're putting your dirty heart in the washing machine. Now you press that button for the machine to start. And if you're not conscious, and you're just doing your tawaf like that, and you're just passing your I went umrah, you're not passing your time consciously. He says, the effect of that, very soon Allah will expose you, that you are womanizer, you are adulterer. He says, Allah will definitely expose you soon, if you don't change your life, and realize, I've come here to purify my heart. So like that, every masjid, you get, we are connected to Haramain Sharifain, and all these masajids are going to go into Jannah. So we have come here, so Allah wants us to make us jannatis. So we have to know all the etiquettes, all the adabs, etc. And then, Allahu Akbar, you know how to make your wuzu correctly, and that is why we should pay attention. And here just listening it one time is not sufficient. When we go home, we must make muzakara again. Read the sunnahs, and then read them, talim of basi zewar. Read all, it will come at the summary of this whole lesson just now. That read all these important methods, then it will stay in our heart. Here we listen to it, few days we hear in itikaf, even 40 days. But when you go home and you don't have talim, then soon it starts disappearing, slowly, slowly. And you also start disappearing. Slowly you also become weak, going for masjid, start going little late, etc. Then we lose out totally. And Allah is Haleem, Allah is very tolerant. No boss will tolerate you like that. That now you start coming little late, then the time to get off from job, 4:30, you come 4:00. Boss will say, don't even come in, just get out. So we also, we come in when the imam is going to make salam, and we are rushing in. Allah don't say, just get out. Allah still tolerates us. So we have to realize all these etiquettes. You make your wuzu properly. Or jo hajat nahane ki ho, ghusl kare. If you need to have a ghusl, make your ghusl. And make your ghusl properly also. That is also important. One hair, it's not, one hair is left dry. Your ghusl is not made. When Hazrat Ali Rajna heard of that, he said, from that day I won't even keep zulfa. I'll keep short hair. So this is also the sunnah of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. We all want to keep zulfa, but whether we're making our ghusl properly. That is important. Otherwise, we haven't started, we haven't come into namaz. We're not eligible to be in the court of Allah. So, jaisa ke koi jab bacha ke darbar ke jane ka irada karta hai, pehle hammam karta hai, phir kapre pehen ke jaate hai. Like if you're going to the court of the king, and you got dawat, not forget the king, just any important person in your town, very rich man, he gave us dawat. Now you're taking a bath, etc. And now you want to wear your best clothes. And now you want to wear Allahu Akbar. That I put on my best. Now like that, if you think you're going to the house of Allah, but now I just bought this new kurta, I came from Umrah, long jubba, and it's all over my knees or over my ankles also. And I got the jubba also on top. Now I'm going for Jummah like this. Eid I'm going like this. Allah is not happy. You're going for the curse of Allah and you think I'm well dressed. You're not dressed according to how Allah wants you to be dressed. Not how I think it's smart. It must be, that is why, but look at the elders, how they are dressed, how they love their life, and automatically if we come with that open heart, Hazrat won't have to tell you that wear this kurta, wear, automatically you'll want to wear it. Automatically as the love of Allah comes in your heart, you'll want, he won't have to, he'll explain the importance and all why we dress like this. But automatically, as you come with the right intention and you do your zikr, you will see your life itself will change. You yourself, Allahu Akbar, when you are loving with your mother, then you like certain type of toothpaste or certain biscuit. Now your wife, she doesn't like that. Now immediately, after a week, the next day, you'll be changing your toothpaste. Sometimes you come to your mother's house, you say, now you used to use that toothpaste, I don't like it. Not you don't like it, your beloved doesn't like it. So like that, your friends will tell you, but that long kurta was smart on you, man. Say, no, I don't like that kurta. No, my beloved doesn't like it. Allah doesn't like it. I look smart, but Allah, I don't look smart. So that is where we have to qualify. So all that etiquette we have to realize, not fool ourselves. And sadly, what knowledge of deen? Also, we ignorant, we don't know. We just buy things that are causing harm to us, and we think we look smart. And a person will see, you wear a big jubba, I say, you think I look smart. You wear a simple kurta like the Ahlullah, and it doesn't mean it can be just cheap or any what you can afford. And by Allah, Allah does it. A rich man can come with the richest clothes. That doesn't make a difference in Allah. The poorest man can come with ordinary simple clothes. And according to Sunnah, that man, where is his position? And he gets the first place in the masjid, right behind the imam. How high he is flying to Allah Ta'ala. So keep in mind all these etiquette. Then a person won't get tired of going for namaz. He'll just want to go continuously. Because now you'll see when you come for salah, and if you come with no etiquette, you don't benefit at all. Your heart is closed. Allah's mercy is not descending on you because you're getting the anger of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Amma aswala min al-kabain, min al-izar, fa fin nar." That whatever garment is below your ankle, then you're going in the fire of Jahannam. Doesn't mean only your ankle, your whole body is going to throw. And here you're supposed asking Allah, open the doors of rahmat for me. So that is why we first have to learn etiquette. Like a group of Hajis were going past Turkey and they were going for Hajj, Nafal Hajj. And this is the third condition. We're supposed to learn all these etiquettes, all these masail before it becomes farz upon us. And if we didn't learn it and it became farz upon us, we still have to do it. Although now we'll know what will be the condition. That is why many people after the farz Hajj, when they get contact with the Ahlullah, they feel, hey, if I can do my farz Hajj again. But you can't do your farz Hajj again. So we have to do it before. Talabul ilmi farizatun. That the knowledge of deen is from the cradle till the grave. And Allahu Akbar. And we all learn then the importance of the makatib, etc. So a person should realize the importance. And so this person, this Haji, this Sheikh asked them, where are you all going? They say, we're going Kaabatullah. They say, you know whose house it is. They say, it's Allah's house. They say, you know Allah. Say, no, we don't. We know Allah is the greatest. You know Allah. They don't know Allah. They stay by me 1 year. And when they stayed by him 1 year, now their feeling for going Hajj was also different. When they entered the Kaaba, what fear, etc. How they were. So just when, that is why we come here to learn about Allah. Not to get actual knowledge. That knowledge has to come into the heart. Like we learn, mashayikh and people who regard themselves as great scholars. But instead of calling people to Allah, we're calling people in the opposite direction. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Further now, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali ke is bayan mein char baatein hain. In other words, this was the first part of the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. And we can see already what enjoyment. He's just opening the introduction. What is salah all about? Now we still want to hear when we start salah, what is that going to be? But here, Sufi Iqbal Sahib, who reprinted this kitab, etc., he made it easy for us that he put footnotes also. He summarized the lesson so we understand and we grasp this whole lesson. So now he put footnotes. What was this whole lesson about? So briefly, we'll try and go through it, although there's a lot of important things to discuss also, but try and go quickly. We discussed many matters already. So he say briefly what Shah Ahmad Shaheed has mentioned in this first lesson, awwal namaz ki ahmiyat, and he has put 4 points to summarize this whole lesson. So we have to pay attention and see that we did this lesson few days. Do I know what? Till now, do I know what we learned? So even if we like with our Dada Sheikh used to say, if you don't have a diary, you'll get diarrhea. It will just go down and you won't know. And if you got a diary and you don't read it, then still you'll get diarrhea. It's not just to have notes and think, I got big kitab, to make it a takrar, to revise it all the time. And then see. So Hazrat says here, the first point that we learn in this bayan, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali ke is bayan mein char baatein, 4 aspects we learned in this first lesson. Namaz ki ahmiyat jisko baar baar parkar dil mein bitana. The first thing we learned, the importance of namaz. And all over and over, it must penetrate our heart. And like we see our elders, Hazrat especially, what feeling he's got for us, that we must, iman must penetrate our heart. And so to say, he's drumming it into us. Like Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, we shouldn't be like they, his people. He said, Anur zimukumua wantum la karihun. Must say, push it down your throat and you're not interested. So here, if we show interest, then it will go. We don't say we heard this point again. Why Hazrat is stressing it? Because it's so important. And we think we know it. If you know it, it will be in your life. Not that you'll be able to give a bayan of it also. It will be in your life and people will see it. Then they'll come into deen. Not you give a bayan. And after bayan, people said, hey, what a bayan Maulana gave. What he said? I think something about namaz. No, when they see Allahu Akbar, they see you, you will see a wali of Iza Ra'u Zukir Allah. When you see the man, you say, this is Allah Wala. Non-Muslims, they will say, this is a man of God. So anyway, to pray, to put that importance of namaz in our life, and for that also Allah made the intizam. That great, great mashayikh wrote great kitab of the importance of namaz. And the kitab we're reading here, which got such an effect, the kitab of Fazail-e-Amal, or this keli, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali Ka Risala, Fazail-e-Namaz, etc. And how Allahu Akbar, the kitab Fazail-e-Namaz, just to have it in your house, Fazail-e-Amal brings barakat. But that is not, barakat won't just come like that. When you start reading it, and even you can be an alim, and you start reading it, then you, namaz is so important. Otherwise, we see, normally, now here we eager, you go home, first night of Eid already, we must our Isha wa Jamaat. Or Fajr, we will be late, we must one rakat. We'll see also, we must keep on, as it says, we have to read it over and over. It must go in the crevices of our heart. And then, the second aspect that was discussed, sabse pehle usko dil mein baar baar soche. Allahu Akbar. And that is why, so important it is, that we have ta'aleem in the house. And to change the house, not now you go home that, hey, now you came back from itikaf, and now all, no TV now, just close, etc. They'll say, daddy, you go back for itikaf, man. Leave us alone, why you came back home? No, start with ta'aleem. Say every day, 5 minutes we're going to read before we eat. Just 5 minutes. Start about 5 minutes. Read one hadith from Fazail-e-Amal. Read one sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Read one masala from Bayt-e-Zewar. And Allahu Akbar. Read one, like we heard, learn Shauq-e Watan. Read about life after death. Then your children now will be eager. That is life we want to. And very soon they'll tell you, take away the snake from the house. Take away the shaitan from the house. And they will, so that is important. If you just tell a person, stop smoking. You don't tell him the harm of it. Stop drinking. Like in Islam, in the beginning, the importance of Iman was stressed. The importance then of amal to strengthen iman. Then after that Allah made liqa haram. And before that, to show that whether iman has penetrated their heart, then Allah said, la taqrabu salah wa antum sukara. And here also our Shaykh said, you'll get such people who don't read the whole ayat, they say, la taqrabu salah. Allah said, don't go near salah. It's not so necessary that you must make salah so important. They don't read what Allah said when you're in a state of intoxicants. So Sahaba, some of them that were still taking liquor, they read this ayat, how can I miss my salah? Not this, that when you don't know the importance, they say, I'm intoxicated, so I won't go. So to read this and let the importance go into our hearts over and over. And tell more, you can become a great alim. Have ta'alim of Fazail-e-Amal, you see the benefit. All the time, like that, you come majlis all the time. You can be a khalifa or what, you only know when you go into the qabr what we are. So that reality has to come. So this mutala and the revision and studying these kitabs are very, very beneficial. Like that, not just then slowly have ta'aleem in such a way, you read the hadith, ask your children, what did we hear here? Did you understand this hadith? So like that. Then the second point, sabse pehle usko dil mein baar baar soche, ke namaz ka hukam mere upar koi bhoj ya tawan nahi hai, balke bahut badi ni'mat aur ihsan hai, جس کا شکریہ ادا نہیں ہو سکتا ہے کہ اللہ جل جلالہ نے مجھ ذرہ بے مقدار کو پہلے اشرف المخلوقات بنایا پھر اپنے دربار میں روز آنا 5 بار عرض معروض کرنے اور اپنی حاجات پیش کرنے کے لیے حاضری کی بڑی تاکید فرمائی اللہ اکبر. So first of all, that now when you know the importance of namaz, then a person just ponders and thinks, bring it into your heart, that namaz is such a great gift of Allah. And to realize how the great, just think of the incident of Mi'raj, where namaz was presented to us, and directly to the Allahu Akbar. Like in the early days when you were a student in India, Pakistan, that time there was no EFT and all this. You have to wait for a draft, what is called a draft. The parents send money from you, then you have to go, all that long story. So when you're waiting, when the postman is coming, when the postman comes and he bring your draft, you give him a hadiah that you brought me. He is just the postman. Here it's not a matter of, here is who brought, who gave salah, and who's bringing the salah, And what honor, the greatest personality, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah did not even send Jibreel that you take down this command of Salah. So to realize how important, and Allah commanded me, not as a burden, not as Allah Ta'ala is making my life difficult, but a great, great favor Allah is me, a person who zarra bear miqdar, that I'm worth, I'm not a speck in the creation of Allah. What am I? One filthy, dirty droplet of sperm. Allah made me from death. That you yourself, when it comes out from your body, you feel uneasy. You feel, even your family feels now dirty. You just want to run to the bathroom. So the person like that, when you realize that, this is what, how must I make shukr to Allah? Oh Allah, I can't make shukr. It's impossible. Now you won't want to leave out salah. And that is so important to just to think that Allah gave me, first of all, made me ashraful makhlukat. I'm not a speck in the creation of Allah. Allah has got billions of creation and malaika that are all the time in ibadat. And Allah made me ashraful makhlukat. And to realize that Allah is taking qasam in the Quran Kareem. Not one, two, three qasams, four qasams. وَمَنْ أَزَّكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can be more truthful to us than Allah? So Allah to make us realize who you are. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Insan, I made you my best creation. But insan is not this outward body. Insan is that ruh that is inside. Otherwise Allah says, the same insan who is my best creation, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Just now we lower him to the lowest and lowest of ebb. So when we don't realize this ni'mat of Allah, this gift of Allah, and we should be appreciating Allah's favor, and we should be eager how to appreciate Allah, now go and meet Allah. Allah has called you, now go for the appointment. You don't go for the appointment, then Allahu Akbar, this world you must one appointment in your job. They'll say you're not interested. Next time you don't come, then don't come for work. Ya Allah Ta'ala, Allah, this appointment we can't do without. And so think, I'm, and realize who am I. And this realization, as Sufi Iqbal Sahib said, when you first do the cause of marifat, of the zikr of Allah, then you realize, as you're doing it, man arafa rabba faqad arafa nafsa. As you start recognizing Allah, then you realize, not I'm becoming a Sufi, I'm absolutely nothing. And this is what we have to get, fanayat, that what am I? I'm the worst. Everybody praises me. But I'm actually, Allah makes the tariyat, cover my faults. Allah, forgive me. So then a person realizes that Allah to make me honorable and to make me more closer and closer, that I'm not a speck, but Allah is calling me, come closer to me. And like this month of Ramadan, our Dada Sheikh says, Allah has stretched out his hand of friendship. And you act independent. You don't want to go. Allah is not in need of us. So Allah has said 5 times a day, not just come, but what you need and you want to talk secretly to Allah, come 5 times a day. Imagine Allahu Akbar. Allah is the King of Kings. Allah is taking care of all His creation every split moment. But when you say Allahu Akbar, Allah's special, special focus is on you individually. And you are talking secretly to Allah. When you're saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah is replying, Habinadi Abdi. And then what you need, my banda, what you want, you talk to Allah directly. And Allah is that being, Allah doesn't get confused. You can talk in different languages, anything. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware. So think that this is a great ni'mat. And now, apne hajat pesh karne ke liye, to present your needs to Allah. Allahu Akbar. You think, no, I got appointment by the doctor, I got appointment by that lawyer. He can't do anything for you. By the time you reach him, you'll hear, oh, he passed away. He's going to the cover. Allah is Hayyun La Yamut. Allah is ever loving. Hayyun Qayyum. Allah don't just give life, Allah is sustaining us. So it's just supposed to be natural. We have to be going to the court of Allah and making shukr to Allah. And like Allah says, this was the special, special, special sifat of the family of Dawood alayhi salam. When Allah told him, "I'malu ala Dawood shukra," that, oh Dawood alayhi salam, you and your family make shukr to Allah. So he pondered and he said, Ya Allah, how am I going to make shukr to you? That when I say Jazakallah or I bow down, you gave me that tawfiq. So I have to make shukr on that tawfiq. So then when I make shukr on that, how am I going to make shukr on that tawfiq? So I can't make your shukr. It's impossible. So then Allah says, oh Dawood, when you realize you can't even make my shukr and you my slave and you humble yourself, now you have been made shukr. Now you're worthy of the praise of the favors of Allah. Now you realize namaz under any condition I can't miss. whether I'm in the, I'm flying in the air, wherever I am, namaz I must be. And then Allah has stressed with great importance that don't miss out your salah. Present yourself with proper etiquette, etc. And realize Allahu Akbar. Become eligible to get this mercy of Allah. And not only that, 5 times a day the farz. And the closest to get Allah Ta'ala is what farz namaz. And then Allah Ta'ala says, you want to become more closer to me. More closer. Allah opened the doors of nafal. That now, jab ji chahe, naflo mein, hazri ka izne aam diya. And Allah gave open ijazat. Whether you come to the masjid to read your nafal namaz, whether in your house, whether you're traveling and you're reading outside in the open field, anywhere, Allah gave open permission now. Whenever, any problem, anything worrying you, to put your musalla down and read. And even if you don't have a musalla, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one special favor Allah Ta'ala made for this ummat, Allah made the whole earth a masjid. Other ummat, they had to go to their places of worship to make Allah's ibadat. We, Allah says, izne aam, open ijazat for you. Aur is hazri mein kisi sifarish aur darban ka ihsan man nahi banaya. And all these points we learned. So just to go through it a bit fast and understand that Allah didn't put, you don't have to, anybody intercede for you. They're going to tell, can I get permission to come in? Yeah, you even want to become a student, you put some recommendation that my ustad said no. So think, yeah, you don't need no recommendations. I am the slave of Allah and I am worth nothing, but Allah wants to honor me. And Allah Ta'ala has given me this open permission. So you come in the house of Allah and there's no guards also. That they're going to do you a favor. Yeah, you go to any office, you got appointment, everything. And very well organized. But still the security guard will ask you who you are. All that just because he wants a tough. He just wants a bribery. Here there's no such a thing. You don't have to bribe the imam or the mutawalli that give me a place in a masjid. It's Allah's house. He can't stop anybody. It is Allah, so you come. Or then also, now Allah knows our nature. As our Shaykh says, Allah says, وَخُلِكَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. I created you. I know how weak you are. But you, I give you little strength. Now you think I'm very intelligent. I'm now a big imam. I'm a big scientist. I'm a technician. And I know technology, etc. Allah says, or Mary tabi susti. My natural nature is that I'm just lazy. Now you just had a meal after Eid, having your nice meal and then tea. Now after Ramadan goes, you feel a bit lazy. Now you think, oh, never mind, we 5-6 people will make namaz here at home. So Allah says, your natural laziness of yourself, which is actually a cause of, why is that natural laziness? Jahalat, your ignorance. You don't know the value. You didn't repeat and learn about the importance of namaz. So this ignorance and your khaish and nafsani, your baseless desires, that now Allah gave you food, you ate everything, now you're lazy. Allahu Akbar. Our mashayikh, that namaz was so, it can be pouring. Not yet, Allahu Akbar. Sallu fi rihalikum. That now you know the masala. Read in your homes. No, even in that pouring condition, Allah wants me. And I'm not worthy of anything. Let me go to the house of Allah Ta'ala. So you won't let your khaish, your desires overtake you. And this is when we do the course. Then you'll able to bring our nafs under control. Slowly. Ke ghalba waghaira, that the nafs overpower you and make lot of stories. And like Hazrat says, you don't learn knowledge of deen to find loopholes. You learn knowledge to bring it into your life. But we ulama will have loopholes. Said, no, it's okay, we can make namaz here. We are but late. By the time we reach the masjid, maybe jamaat is over. When you are not sure and you still go and jamaat, you get the full sawab of jamaat. But anyway, you should be going eager for before time. Waghaira, so jo ghair hazi ke mahroomi ka sabab ban sakta hai. And this can cause the problem that you don't present yourself in the court of Allah. All this natural laziness, this ignorance. So that is why we have to do this course, to take out all this ignorance from us. Aur isse bachane ke liye sakh wa'ide aur azab ka elan. That's why Allah announced all the punishments. That to take out this laziness from us. And like a person, even you lazy and you sick, your wife say, go to job. I'm sick, man. No, they'll fire you. So there we worry, as if the boss is giving our rosy. Yeah, it's in Allah's hands. So then when you made the environment in the house, your wife will force you, go for namaz. And that is what ta'awun wal albirri wa taqwa. Help one another on goodness and on taqwa. Not on wala ta'awun wal al-ismi wal udwan. No, let's go shopping now. Let's go buy that first. Okay, we'll first go to the shop. Then quickly I'll go for namaz. No, I can't go now. Now it's the namaz time. So then, that is why Allah has warned, severe warning. اب مجھے جان لینا چاہے کہ ایسی نعمت عظمی اور محبوب حقیقی کے کرم سے محروم رہ کر اپنے محسن و خالق و مالک اور دنیا آخرت کے چارہ ساز کو ناراض کر کے سخت عذاب کا مول لینا بڑی نادانی اور کمی پناہ ہے. Then now a person realizes that this great, great نعمت of Allah, this great gift of mine, and this is actually not that I deserve it. It is my beloved Allah, and this is when we come to learn Allah. You just get an iota of the marifat of Allah, Allah's greatness comes in your heart. Now, how great is Allah? How kind and magnificent is Allah? Allah doesn't need me. Allah still made me the best of creation. Allah gave me Islam. Allah gave me Iman. And you just want to become a die-hard lover. This is my true beloved, not like the beloved of this world. Just to make a story, you bring in black magic for your wife. She don't want that black magic. And there's no year by Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allah knows all, and by Allah, love is not a thing that you want something back, it's what you give out. Here for what our wives also, when we don't have the love of Allah, it will just be artificial infatuation. That just when you fulfill your desires, she turn her side, you turn your side. You don't think there's foreplay, there's afterplay, all that. So anyway, Hazrat is saying here that it is Allah's special kindness. الَّذِي يَتَفَضَّلُ عَلَيْنَا بِدُونِ اسْتِحْقَاقٍ. We don't deserve it. Allah said, no, come my banda. Come. And this is a special favor. So to deprive myself of that being whose every split moment, who's my mufsin, who's just my well-wisher, who just knows what is good for me. Allah who made me. Allah knows what is, and Allah is my khaliq. He made me, Allahu Akbar, and made me in the best forms. How beautiful features, my eyes, my brains, everything. So much to think, and not only Allah made me, and not is Allah my boss, Allah is my malik. Maliki yawmiddin. The reality will know on Qiyamah. So Allah say, repeat to you know now, that this life also, it's not mine. It's my Allah's life. So what Allah wants me to do, I should be doing it wholeheartedly. And not only that, Allah who is in charge of all my goodness, Chara Saz, who sees to the goodness of my dunya and even my akhirat. How is it that I can take upon myself to make Allah unhappy? That in our zikr we say, hey, narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar. That to be Allah to be unhappy is worse than thrown into a fire. And if Allah is happy with you and you're thrown into a fire, Allah will change that fire. Kulna ya ranukuni barda wa salama. And you can be in the best palace and Allah is unhappy, you'll be in Jahannam all the time. So how can I be such a mean person? How can I be such a to trade in and to say to auction Allah's happiness for my pleasures, for my desires? That is the height of stupidity. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that these important points we keep so that we can go ahead. That first of all realize the importance of namaz, the value, and then what namaz is, a great gift. And then Allahu Akbar, the etiquette to go to namaz, etc. And then fourthly, what is a concentration and devotion, how easy Allah has made it. That any person, just for a moment you think I'm in Allah's court, concentration, devotion. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.